can be one forever, free in mind. You're not alone. All your dreams, we can live on forever, one for all. And all for one, and change your heart, we can be one forever.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and this is Plastinky. Buckle up, our Russian music, yada yada yada. We're hitting the PSA first.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
I really like listening to that ad when I am sleep deprived out of my mind. I don't know how this week is treating y'all, because some people seem to be having just the worst week of the semester right now, as everyone crams in all their last-minute stuff before the end of the semester and finals. I will tell you, I am absolutely in that boat. I have not known a peace. No. I have not known a moment of peace since formally Monday, but really before Monday, because some of the stuff that was due Monday was already available before then. So really, as early as Friday before break, things have been rough out here. But if you are in the category of having a restful week, congratulations. I don't care that something good happened to you, it should have happened to me. I'm joking. Good for you, genuinely. But what, you know, I've said it before, but what do we go for in low energy times? What do I go for? High energy music. And that's one of the things we got going on today. It might be a bit of a rough transition from, I believe, last week was in fact the orchestral episode. Did not get enough sleep to have a functional memory. Bear with me. There is a live brown bear in the studio with me. No, I'm joking. But this is a little bit of just, some of it is kind of leftovers from stuff that I never quite shoved into an old episode or anything like that. Just other music I wanted to explore. Some of it I just thought would be good to play on Plastinky at some point, because whether or not it perfectly aligns with my own taste in music, I do think it is out there in more mainstream and popular Russian music, that is specifically the group PLM, or Polema, which I believe is the group being renamed, because they were definitely Polmatsuri before, but not sure exactly what's going on there, and we'll get there eventually. We do have a bit of a throwback going on as well, but, you know, real, real dedicated Plastinky fans will know that one. Anyone who knows me and has ever heard me talk about music will probably know it when it happens. So, without further ado, let's get into our music. We are actually going to start with the Polmatika song, and a throwback song. So, we have Stvol by Polmatika, and then we have Russian Style by the Hatters.
начинается аттракцион. Русская рулетка, крути барабан, шанс невелик, все шесть пультов. Продолжается аттракцион. Русские горки, нету ремней, держись за соседа, вдвоем веселей.
Чувствуй наш старт,
Филдер Раша старт.
So, slightly different vibe. Also, I do apologize. It does seem like the internet is feeling a little wonky, feeling a little bit moody. So, if it is cutting out on the broadcast end, because I believe it was on this end, my apologies. I don't know that I can do anything about the internet, but I don't know. I guess we keep going. We keep moving. Just a quick comment on Polmatsuri. I believe Polmatsuri was their original full band name, even though it is currently transcribed on here as just PLM. But, well, in Russian letters, obviously. So I don't know if that is, if they're like going through a rebrand right now. Not a big Polmatsuri guy, but just I thought it might be not a horrible idea to play them at some point, because they are kind of up there in mainstream Russian artists, more on the alternative side. I know less about modern Russian, like, pop. Big stuff there. But Bolmatsugi, I want to say, I'm going to tentatively call them TikTok popular, because when I was still on any amount of TikTok, but also specifically Russian TikTok, I was definitely seeing Bolmatsugi quite a bit. And the only thing I ever absorbed from that is that they had, like, one song in which they talk about the United States, and my impression was maybe that the thesis of that song was supposed to be critical of the states, and specifically its, like, relationship with Russia, of just, like, yeah, we got problems, but, like, take care of your own first. But all I remember really, truly, is just hearing something about Joe Biden in some Russian rap song and just being like, huh? What? Oh, what are they doing? And then proceeding to forget about them for a while until they came up again on an old draft of a Bolmatsugi playlist that I might still play for y'all if I finish baking it. It was at about 30 minutes of music, and I don't think anyone wants to listen to me talk for a full 30 minutes to match out our hour there, but if I get enough songs that are fitting there, certainly could be a great show. I've been rambling a bit. I just wanted to say Bolmatsugi, there they are. There's some of them. We're gonna have one more song later. But for now we're gonna keep rolling. Kind of returning to the pop vibe. Some maybe like alt pop, I think, going on here. And then another Hatters. We gotta hit the Hatters. Coming back up. Я все плакала. By Дорофеева and Лебига. And then If You Know What I Mean by Monetic and Дорофеева again. And then Кучери by Столица.
Немає планів, ми живемо лише момент. Куди цей день нас приведе? Чи піднесе, чи ми впадем? А я все
То, що я наблюдаю зараз, як люди срусяться, я би заборонив би писати коментарі без паспорта, бо ви забуваєте про те, що ви можете і ранити людину, і так далі, а вам за це нічого немає. Перед тим, як писати, розумієте, що це буде читати друга людина, їй буде абсолютно неприкольно від того. Чи буде вам прикольно від того, що неприкольно комусь? Думаю, це неприкольно.
Кожна душа тут бажає свій план, кожен шукає свою підпіква. Підійди поближче, коли душа рідна, а коли летить, відійди від вікна. Кожна душа так бажає світла, кожен шукає свою підпіква. Підійди поближче, коли душа рідна, а коли летить, відійди від вікна.
Thank you. відчуваю вайб. Я відчуваю твій вайб. Я відчуваю гарний вайб. Та танці. Я відчуваю вайб. Я відчуваю твій вайб. Я відчуваю гарний вайб. Пізнається. Пізнається.
Весна вірвалася в танці і башню знесла. Стріляєш очима, посмішка мила. Як ти взагалі зі мною це зробила? Не в моїх силах, ти мене підкорила. Кучері твої, це якесь божевілля. Всіх закрутила і полонила. Танцюй, танцюй, якщо маєш сили.
Ти накрутила кучері і на дискотеку. Мій погляд на тобі, дівчина небезпека. Ти накрутила кучері, танцюєш під Gucci Man. А я накручений від твоїх кучі.
Музика нон-стоп, я бачу твої кучері. Ти сьогодні сьогодні топ. Думи-думи, мої плутаєш. Це твоє шоу, а я ніби за кулісами. Я не поет, але потішу тебе рифмами. Чи ти така, така квітка мамина? Малюєш тілом, ти робиш це вміло. Давай кишнем мала, доки ці трек луна. Я романтик лиш після вина.
Ти накрутила кочері і на дискотеку. Мій погляд на тобі, дівчина небезпека. Ти накрутила кочері, танцюєш під кочі мен. А я накручений від твоїх кочерів.
Ти накрутила кочері і на дискотеку. Мій погляд на тобі, дівчина небезпека. Ти накрутила кучері, танцюєш під Gucci Man. А я накручений від твоїх кучерів. Ти накрутила кучері і на дискотеку. Мій погляд на тобі, дівчина небезпека. Ти накрутила кучері, танцюєш під Gucci Man. А я накручений від твоїх кучерів.
I like to keep y'all on your toes in terms of my genre hopping. We will go from songs released last week to songs released 1930. Do not let them know your next move. I don't think anything I've played has been as recent as last week. I think I maybe played something off the new Daisy Thunk album about 2 weeks after it came out, but you know, we like to hop around. I just wanted to quickly do our Russian word of the week. Again, these are absolutely not useful to you so much as they are fun little moments of vocabulary. It's almost like you're Duolingoing on the radio, because I'm giving you random vocabulary and no grammar, no context, no nothing, and that is my impression of Duolingo, because from when I used it, not great grammar. It's only really good for, like, crunching some vocab. So when I was assembling this playlist, I had it in my head for a long time as just kaif, which is a Russian word. Well, it is a word in Russian, I will say that. And then I was thinking about, oh, it's kind of hard to translate this word into English. I'm sure there's, like, a good English slang word that matches it correctly, but just the... And I think what Google Translate spits out is, like, bliss or something like that, which is... It's part of it, for sure. But it doesn't feel like it captures the full vibe, the full connotation. It's not a one-to-one translation. And something interesting... I looked it up. I went in and I looked at, like, how Russian English speakers, how bilinguals like to translate it, and found out that it's actually not originally a Russian word. It is an Arabian loan word. Like, I got into Russian from Arabian. And I think the Arabian word specifically translates more to euphoria. Whereas the Russian one, the consensus seems to be that people like to, and it's a really flexible word, almost like, you know how in the Smurf comics, I say this like I was like a big Smurf comics reader. No, I was not. I just read, the Smurf comics are the only media of the Smurfs that I've ever engaged with, but all I remembered about it was that they would like replace random words in their vocabulary with Smurf sometimes, so you just kind of have to read the sentence and... figure out what Smurf, you can kind of just infer what Smurf could mean in that context, but it didn't have one set definition, maybe. Or maybe I'm making that up and I don't remember the books right, but that's kind of how I feel about kaif, because I feel like it can be used quite flexibly, but it is just kind of like almost like chilling and relaxing, but it has more of that euphoric element to you, to it. I have seen it also translated as, like, dope. a lot of things can be kaif. I liked the example that someone, I actually wrote this one down. Someone gave the example of you can feel kaif on vacation. Your life can be kaif. So there's the noun emotion of it. There's the adjective. Something can be kaif. Also, a party can be kaif. It's just like chill, but a little bit more exciting than that. Like a good thing. Relaxed excitement almost. Joy, pleasure, etc. It's also just a really fun word to say. I just like the word. I like that organization of letters. We are going to keep going with... I believe this one's also big on TikTok, or was at some point. Not quite up with whatever they're doing on TikTok these days. I don't think I've used it since freshman year of college, and this summer when I had to delete my account because it got hacked. But we are going into Tzagin by Aigil, Povod by Morgenstern, и это значит отсоси by Padayam, and then KHM by PLM, probably Bulmatsuga. And that is going to be our segment for now. Just another quick last comment is, I also think kaif is fun because we have got a lot of languages going on today. We have Russian, we have Ukrainian. This next song is not fully in Russian. I don't remember exactly if there's a specific language. It might just be called Tatarsky. The song is about a Tatagin, this singer's husband, I believe, is from Tatarstan. We do have some non-Russian in there. I just don't remember the exact name of the language. Russian style was in English, and kaif is a Russian word, but it is from Arabic, so I believe it's also from Arabic. It's spread into French, and then Persian, and then another one I saw in the discussion, but I've been rambling for a bit. Y'all heard the songs. Let's get into it.
Я даю тебе слово, что домой не водила никого, пока тебя не даю слово, что домой не водила никого. Не того красавчика с рисунками на теле без души, ну и не того надежного затаявшегося мужчину, и не того загнатого колесами, вопросами торчка, не того румяного самонадеянного мальчика. Я даю тебе слово, что домой не водила никого, пока тебя не даю слово, что домой не водила никого. Я даю тебе слово, что домой не водила никого, пока тебя не даю слово, что домой не водила никого. Про то, что я пододета голая, все знают только понаслышке. Никому не расстегивала никакие такие штанишки. Никому, кроме тебя, не давала себе улыбаться. Потому что думала, вдруг ты будешь ругаться. А мой парень непростой, он сидит уж год шестой. У него пуля в пушке для твоей черепушки. А мой парень татарин, в любви авторитарин. У него пуля в пушке, ты у него на мушке. Повеселиться, потому что думала, вдруг ты будешь злиться. Не пускала никого со мной вечерком расслабиться. Потому что не знала, вдруг ты придешь и надумаешь с нами расправиться. А мой парень непростой, он сидит уж год шестой. У него пуля в пушке, ты у него на мушке. А мой парень очень злой, он придет с бензопилой. Я салям матур малай, мимбулям не курталай. Я салям женам селям, ухкялисам не пыль.
gülüm Sen bekliysen min berem Sen qarıysan min kurem Canım selam, canım selam Sen uyuysan min belem Sen aşasan min yobam Sen hoşasan min toba Мы парень татарин, любви авторитарин 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 Мы парень татарин
Залетаем в разгорду, сексуально куришь, блонд припаркован кончил ты крузер. Это твой бойфренд гандон. Этот тип пиздец абьюзер, но он абьюзит твою жизнь. Я ебал все это слушать, я курицы гаражи. Ты со мной, окей, погнали, подъезжает ФБА. Почему ты не сказала, что твой батя федерал? Нужно срочно делать ноги, и мы в поиске колес. У меня легкий недотрак, у тебя жесткий передоз. Парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Он раздастся ни сарам, расскажет, что у нас и откуда. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. Пошмаляют по колесам, ну а ты небось пригнись. Это значит, от соси займись, как делом не заткнись. Раз, два, три, четыре, пять, мы убегаем от ментов. Они едут нас искать, достанем пресс и будь готов. Хлопы шмаляют по колесам, ну а ты небось пригнись. Это значит, от соси займись, как делом не заткнись. Раз, два, три, четыре, пять, мы убегаем от ментов. Они едут нас искать, достанем пресс и будь готов. Парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Он отдастся к мусорам, расскажет, что у нас и откуда. Твой парень по спидами, и он носится по кругу. Мы не скажем ни сарам, что ты у подруга. У меня татуировка Psych It NC. Это значит NCC. Это значит отсоси. У меня татуировка Psych It NC. Это значит отсоси. Это значит отсоси. У меня татуировка Psych It NC. Это значит отсоси. Это значит отсоси. У меня татуировка Psych It NC. Это значит отсоси. Это значит отсоси.
Вот. И мой отец старший следчий какой области, а мама прокурор.
Всех я их могу понять. Это одиночество грызет сейчас. Они считают так, но ты целуй меня. Люби меня, чтобы им доказать. Люби меня, чтобы им доказать. Чтоб не уголовные дела. Но если рядом ты, то меня не сломать.
Целуй меня в лицо. Бросай меня на зло. Проси у меня все. Проси у меня. Целуй меня в лицо. Бросай меня на зло. Проси у меня все. Проси у меня.
Меня беспокоит, что эти люди жаждут моей крови. Сломать аккаунты, подобрать пароли.
Люби меня до слез.
Это все больше кровь. Целуй меня, чтобы я стал спокойней. Мое лекарство от паранойи. Нет ничего страшнее звука домофона. Нет ничего важнее, чем моя свобода. Нет ничего труднее, чем защититься от закона. И стука в двери, машину дома. Бросаю вечно свой ебаный взгляд. Он бесит всех, я их могу понять. Это одиночество грызет сейчас. Они считают так, но ты целуй меня.
Целуй меня в лицо, бросай меня на зло. Проси у меня все, проси у меня. Целуй меня в лицо, бросай меня на зло. Проси у меня все, проси у меня все.
Okay, so just quick. Oh, maybe it's not working. There we go. Just quick correction of myself. Earlier, the language in Tatagin is in English. I called Tatar. I just wasn't sure if, because it's, there is more than one region. No, there's more than one language in the region. So I couldn't remember exactly what the other ones were, and I didn't want to make that assumption. Yes, it was. Also, kind of funny that I just realized, that both that one And «Это значит, это соси», which was the third song of this segment, are about adultery, which I guess is not an uncommon topic, particularly in pop music, but I thought it was funny because specifically in «Tatagin», in this musical duo, the singer, she is singing about her, I believe he's her husband, maybe he was her boyfriend at the time. I think they are married now. But she was singing about, I guess, her maybe then boyfriend, maybe husband, don't really know. And she's saying like, oh, no, I promise I'm not cheating. And then she's like addressing someone and she's just like, my boyfriend, he's a Tatar, he's gonna kill you. But apparently there was something about when this when this song first came out, he was in fact in jail. So, you know, maybe she wasn't lying. Or maybe this guy already got beat up or whatever by the boyfriend, and that's why he was in jail when the song was released. I don't really know. Loki, doesn't sound like the greatest relationship, but that one's all like, oh no, I promise I'm not cheating. You don't need to worry, Mr. Boyfriend or whatever. And then we have «Это значит, это соси», where what line is. So part of the song is basically just like, oh, your boyfriend's busy doing drugs, come hang out with us. And it's not necessarily. Up to interpretation. But that one also just feels like, yeah, no. Forget about the boyfriend. So we got different vibes, same idea going on. Different angles, same idea. Also, our next song will be an incredibly self-indulgent one. It has been... It took me a while to get into Prokhorka. This is a Hatter song. They've been releasing a lot of just non-stop singles, I think, since 2024. It had been a minute since they'd released an album. And I was... Mostly, I got into them as an album listener. And then I was just like, okay. Let me start listening to all these singles they released in, like, the 2 years since their last album. And I came across this one, and I was like, there's no way this is a real song. This is the most unserious thing I've ever listened to. And that was about the mindset I had for it. And kind of continue to have. It is... deeply unserious. It doesn't help that the album cover also sucks. It is for, I think, a film adaptation of a video game or something like that. I don't know. I haven't quite figured out what Mallorca Grom is, but if that means anything to you, it's related to the film Mallorca Grom Igra. But they're all just, like, in a cluster being 0.5'd on it, and I actually love it more than anything. And I think that every day, you know, we just... sometimes you just gotta, like, wa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-ra, you know? You're gonna know. You're about to find out. So I bring to you «Прогулка» by the Hatters. And then after that, we will have «Гулянка» by Кременцова. «Смак печаль» by Дорофеева, Дорофеева, and «Постив», «Черные брови» by Никита Киселев, и «Все будет так» by Лида and PLM. So, without further ado, «Во-па-па-пара!»
What's up? циганка. Коли не гріє літо зовсім, коли не ходять сусіди у гості, коли осінь лидуще, а хочеться ще свята, хочеться ще. Коли прокинувся, а вже ніби вечір, коли вдягаєш вже і куртку на плечі, коли душа ридає, ніби потоп, згадай цю пісню і постав на повтор. По самій лісі давай та наливай, згоріла хата, горить хай і сарай. У нас сьогодні гулянка, гуляй душа, я коханка.
Відхиляєш виклик.
Кожного своя правда, вона зміниться завтра, як вчорашня естрада.
Іде за горизонт.
Коли співали на паті, тільки поперед платі.
А тепер я здобаті, і мене тягне в сон. Тихо-тихо так, я тобі брехав.
Тихо-тихо так, ти мені брехав. Негай, залишився смак.
Печаль.
така холодна, за твій обрій сідає сонце, очі наче плаче лаба, українка з диких гір. Нестримна більна орда, як льодний струмок в Карпатах, таємниця мого серця, наче мавка із лісів. Ти заворожи мене, ти зачаруй мене, ти прошепочи мені тихо і все мене. Я заворожу тебе, я заберу тебе у лани широкі, як твої. Чорні брови, два шляхи, одна любові. Чорні брови, приголублені птахи. Чорні брови, карі очі, сльози крапають дівочі. Чорні брови, карі очі, дві дороги, два шляхи. Чорні брови, два шляхи, одна любові. Чорні брови, приголублені птахи. Чорні брови, карі очі, сльози крапають дівочі. Чорні брови, карі очі, дві дороги, два шляхи. Ти заворожи мене, ти зачаруй мене, ти прошепочи мені тихо і все мене. Я заворожу тебе, я заберу тебе у лани широкі, як твої. День такий гарячий став, коли тебе побачив, королева мого царства, Клеопатра буйних рік. Ти мрія пацаняча, швидше ніж спортивна тачка. П'єш до дна моє кохання, наче яблуневий сік. Ти заворожи мене, ти зачаруй мене, ти прошепочи мені тихо і все мене. Я заворожу тебе, я заберу тебе у лани широкі, як твої. Чорні брови, два шляхи, одна любові. Чорні брови, приголублені птахи. Чорні брови, карі очі, сльози крапають дівочі. Чорні брови, карі очі, дві дороги, два шляхи. Чорні брови, два шляхи, одна любові. Чорні брови, приголублені птахи. Чорні брови, карі очі, сльози крапають дівочі. Чорні брови, карі очі, дві дороги, два шляхи. Ти заворожи мене, ти зачаруй мене, ти прошепочи мені тихо і все мене. Я заворожу тебе, я заберу тебе у лани широкі, як твої. Чорні брови,